spot, we can block it out for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for holding. Is this Daniel?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Daniel. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing on this fine Friday?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm wrapping it up. I'm excited for the weekend. I'll get to watch the Masters undisturbed.
Nice.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just mentioned to her that, you know, I'm still not verified on Google. I've been trying the past couple of weeks taking videos that I send in, and then they've been getting denied because I'm not meeting some requirement or some criteria. So then I've had to contact customer service, and then I just haven't heard back from them yet.
Yeah. The headquarters kind of snail mails the regular Google verification. They don't really have any sense of urgency on it. The ones that they focus on are the guys that are doing their advertising. So we could definitely draw some attention to you by getting that first page placement. And then obviously we're a premier Google partner. We actually handle more verifications than anybody in the country. I mean, we would be able to jump on it faster than the actual Google headquarters would.
Yeah. I mean, to me, Google is like my main priority right now. So
yeah,
been trying with them.
As it should be. I mean, it's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 18 years. The hardest part is really just getting the positions, you know,
yeah,
first page placement.
And reviews and...
Right, right. I mean, obviously, if you have the placement, the reviews are going to come.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time. You're the first line of defense in an emergency when you're up there. So,
yeah.
Let me see what I could do for you. Give me one second here. There was a credit that Tara requested. She said, already has his own website, so if we can waive all setup fees. Okay, that's good. GVP is already set up, pending verification. Good. New in business credit. Okay, so you just started this year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, this year, 26, I mean, I started my LLC. It was probably October, November. But
yeah,
I didn't get my plumbing license until just recently.
Yeah, within 2 years. I mean, you're brand new. It's as bad as new.
Oh, yeah. I'm very new.
All right. And then let's see what else I could do here. Try to reduce this as much as possible. Okay. Do you have a Facebook business page already?
No, not really. My wife started one, but I realized it would make more sense to have it connected to my Instagram, so I'm gonna just do it over. So I just made my Instagram page, and then I'm gonna do a new Facebook page so I can make postings that'll go on both at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, because we have a package here with ads, and I know Facebook is also one of the places Google looks when they're doing your verification. They try to look at everything you have online. And they don't want any discrepancies. So everything on like your website, your home advisor, I'm just trying to identify like what's causing the delay in the first place too. And so anything like that you have submitted online with the business name, address, phone number, site, it all has to match up or else the AI portion gets hung up. And I'm wondering if that's what's causing the delay.
Because
on my end, it just says pending.
Yeah. I think the problem was that I don't have a brick and mortar with signage of Primo Plumbing. So I have my van. I was trying to get verified with my address. I think
the mailbox.
I took a video of the van and of my home address and street sign. I think I was trying to get verification for the wrong type of business is my understanding.
Okay.
Because I'm more of a mobile business. I'm a
yeah,
plumbing
I mean,
company.
Any plumber. Yeah, no, that's not a issue usually for Google. For us at all either. I mean, we usually just hide the street address if you do business from home, but we still submit it to get it verified and so they know you're real and you are where you say you are and do what you say you do. But they don't, that usually doesn't cause a problem. And the only time it would cause an issue is if it was like an apartment complex and then there was other people that were verifying businesses with the same address, but maybe they didn't like differentiate the apartment number or something like that. But doing business from home is usually not a problem at all. They'll just hide it. It's actually really common in service-based industries like yours.
Yeah, I mean, I have multiple friends that are plumbers and they work from home and they're listed on Google from even Google Maps and it shows their home.
Yeah.
They can get reviews, but yeah, I don't know. That was just my theory of why it kept getting denied.
Okay.
I've done like 4 videos and it keeps getting denied.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm showing pending. I didn't see any denials in here. It's interesting.
Mm.
It's just stuck in a pending cycle. Okay. No worries. Either way, we'll be able to get it fixed. If you look up local flash and then you look up Google Building 1, Daniel, that's literally right across the street. We have like 6 representatives in-house with us too, and they monitor all our calls and conversations. So they're going to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't sign up, they're going to hear it.
Okay.
So we'll draw attention just by even having this conversation.
Yeah. I need to start getting reviews. Are you familiar with House Call Pro?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I use House Call Pro for my invoicing, and all my invoices send out a request for a review, and I've been getting all these 5-star reviews, but I want them to be able to show up on Google, and I'm not on Google yet, so I'm just like, I really need these reviews to be getting onto Google.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll help you with that, too. We do review monitoring here, so usually the review monitoring, Google kind of looks for, make sure the reviews are legitimate. It's coming from a live email address and not something that's kind of copy-pasted before it gets published. And then if anything's negative in there, they want to give you a chance to dispute it before it gets published, because once it's up there, it's really difficult to remove unless you get in contact with the person that wrote it.
I've never had a negative review of.
I don't think so either. Just talking to you. I mean, I know when guys are edgy.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second here. Okay. I'm just trying to find out the fastest way to go about it without having to fill out this form again. Because even now, if I try to like resubmit it from our end, they're saying that there's a form that they're going to want you to fill out still again. And it's basically just going to ask you to verify the same information over. Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a bypass for that if we want to put you on the express route. Because our placements are months a month, so usually when we submit for verification, they jump on them right away. We usually want to show the business owner some ROI before the next bill rolls around, so they fast track those ones. Let's see what I can do about a platinum bundle for you. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay. I also noticed you're doing Home Advisor by Angie. So while we're waiting for this text to come through, do you like that service? I always get mixed reviews.
I mean, I just started it. I haven't even been onboarded yet.
Got it. Okay. Well, maybe the timing's perfect then, because everybody always tells me, why didn't you call me sooner? I hear some people really love it. I won't say that everybody hates it, but I know that they get their leads from Google, but they resell them. So if you look up like plumbing, Glendale, Arizona, you know, you get the top 3 guys next to the map. That's where we're talking about listing you now. But then if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the, it'll say like 10 best plumbing companies in Glendale, Arizona, and it's Home Advisor by Angie's. So you'd be on a list of like 10 guys. If somebody fills out that form, then, you know, the lead gets texted out to a couple of you. It doesn't just go to one of you.
Yeah.
And so you're,
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, you pay a lead fee, and then you're competing, you know, and if you're not getting the jobs, then you just end up paying lead fees for nothing. So
it's kind of amazing. I mean, I figured I would try it out for a little bit, see how it goes. I mean, I'm in the very beginning stages of my company, so I need to...
Not a bad idea. I'm not trying to say it.
Figure out what works.
I would do the same thing and just kind of blast everything online as much as you can. It's kind of like your kid.
Until I have like
opportunity,
a reputation, I need to do what I got to do to get known.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can't have the reputation if you don't get your name out there. So, well, I have a one size fits all solution for you here. I texted you the pricing page. I've been working and talking at the same time. We have a package here. It's the very last one down. It's the most popular for new businesses. It's called our Platinum Bundle. And this one covers top to bottom, like Google Places, Bing Local. It'd be a top five option on Bing. You have Facebook with Facebook ads. So it's not just a Facebook page. You actually run ads for plumbing, or people have looked up plumbing in the last 48 hours, you'll pop up to them in a remarketing effort. And then there's a popular directory submission in here that includes popular directories that have relationships with Google. So things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, those are citations that Google looks for too when they're doing your Google verification. So I was trying to explain earlier. They like to see that you're on multiple things with the same name, address, phone number, website, and obviously it's real, right? If one person's saying something, that's one thing. If a bunch of people are saying the same thing, then they verify it, right? So the popular directory submissions included, review monitoring's included, usually websites included. You've already taken care of that step, so we won't need to do that. We'll just use the one that you've already invested in. You get advanced reporting, call-in conversion tracking, and account dashboard access. And basically, that's a fancy way of saying you'll have your own CRM in the form of an app that'll actually track your success, like where the leads came from, what platform, what services they looked up, what zip codes they called from. You'll even have transcripts and recordings of those conversations and those customers in the app. Live lead generation, and then Amazon Alexa. So this is an A to Z strategy. If I was starting my business, to like today, this is what I would do just to get my name out there as much as possible. 90% of your calls are going to come from Google, though. That's just what everybody uses nowadays. But this way you don't have 100 bills floating around and you're not, you know, trying to keep track of 100 different marketing strategies or bills. It's all just one-stop shop. What I was thinking I could do, and what Tara's actually brought me on the line to do, was to offer you the Platinum, but for the essential pricing structure of the $299. And then because of the new in business credit, I'm able to waive the setup fees that you see there in the fine print.
Okay.
So instead of $898 the first month and then $599 monthly, it'll just be $299 out the door, and then we'll lock you in $299 month to month for as long as you're with us. We'll just go 30 days at a time with you.
Okay. Is there any like contract where I have to do a certain amount of months, or I can decide month by month?
Yeah, it's month to month. We do recommend that you try it for 3 months, just because the first month you're usually dealing, well, first 2 weeks you're usually dealing with Google verification problems. For you, that might not be the case because you've already submitted everything. So it's just a matter of us communicating with them. You've already done the legwork on that. So you might be able to see results quicker, but they like, Google records our calls. They like us to tell you to try it for 3 months. You'll see profit in the first month, but month two and three are usually where you're going to see the best results, because you don't have to go through setting everything up again, and you're just up there gathering reviews and being seen consistently day after day.
Okay. Question. Have you ever heard of My AIO?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So they recently called me, and I just signed up with them also. But I don't know. I'm starting to think that they, because my first call with them, it was basically them trying to sell me, him telling me first the $300 would get me top, you know, number one on Google. But then my first call with them to like set up, they're trying to sell me another website for $1,200. I'm like, well, I already have a website. You know, I'm sure I could build it up better, but I don't know. So yeah. I didn't really have a feeling with them.
Gotcha. So I just did something, and I'm not trying to bash these guys, right? But I've heard of them because I've ran into people who have used them. So I sent you their reviews. They're in LA. They got about 99 reviews. They're about an hour north of us and the Google headquarters. The Google headquarters is here in Orange County, California. So they're an hour north. The reviews only have 99. We have thousands. Also better reviews. Not just that, though. Like, if you look up, is my AIO a Google partner? And then you look up, is Local Splash a Google partner? It tells you they're not and we are. And, you know, usually if you are going to do something like this, you want to work with somebody that has a direct affiliation with Google if you want to get on the first page. Because that's how Google makes their money. That's Google's main product, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's no way to really
make
success and cut them out of the picture, you know.
Yeah.
They operate independently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm regretting giving them my credit card number. But
again, if I was in your shoes, I would probably do the same thing though. So I can't beat you up or sit here and let you beat yourself up about it either. That's the right thing. It's just, you also want to see like, what am I going to be doing moving forward as a long-term solution, not just getting it going, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm at the part of this, like, I need this business to succeed. I have a kid, my wife is pregnant, I quit my job and I'm trying to do this on my own. So like, I have to have it succeed. So I'm willing to spend, I understand I'm going to have to spend money in the beginning to get it going. So
yeah, you're all in on it. Yeah. I tell people that all the time. Okay. I always say like, your business is like your kids or like your baby. As a father, I want to give them the best opportunity to succeed. And the best way to do that is to make sure that when people are down the street looking for what you do, your name's in that conversation. Because you got about 10 seconds before they start calling people.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if
I... Okay, then, I mean, let me start it up. Like, what do I got to do?
Okay, so let me create the profile. I'm already going to... Let me request advanced verification first and foremost.
Are you give me the best price you can?
Yeah. Did you look at the pricing?
On what you sent me?
Yeah. Yeah. I sent you the platinum. So all the packages in there, the lowest pricing structure that we have on any package is $299. And then what I did is I upgraded you to the platinum. So you're literally getting the best package for the lowest price.
Okay.
Yeah, give you as many bells and whistles as we can. So that way, you know, fast forward 6-12 months from now, you're still here. It should be pretty easy to offset that cost with what we bring in.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. I think I don't know if I can cancel my AIO, but
I'm on their website right now. I was digging too. I was like looking like Google Badge, where's Google Badge? And they don't have it, so that's how I knew they weren't a Google partner. Let me go to resources. It's also like, if you go to the Google partner network, there's only five of us too. So, but I heard about them like three times already in the past, like 2 weeks, you're like the third person.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I
need to get verified. That's my biggest thing. Like, I've been so frustrated, like keep getting denied on Google. It's like, I feel like a failure. I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah. Let me see.
I need help though.
Let me see what I could do actually about, I don't know if 8 a.m. is too early for you, but I think I can get you into a client interview as early as tomorrow. And that'll just help us fast track it, because there's only a small group of people that work over the weekend. It's usually just customer service guys and then client interview techs. I think there might be a slot. Because I had a client move to 10 o'clock tomorrow. So let me just...
I'm actually out of town right now.
Oh, okay.
So
well then,
technically on vacation with my family.
Oh, man. Okay. Let me try to do this quick.
It's okay. I mean, I'm...
Schedule it.
You know,
I hear you.
Right
now. My son turns 5 on the 28th, so I couldn't imagine, like, you know, my wife doesn't let me bring the laptop with me when I go out, so I get it.
Yeah. Really, because my wife is pregnant right now. She's due in a couple months, so we're just doing a quick weekend vacation. Are you in Arizona? I forget. Are you local?
No. Oh, we're Orange County, California. Yeah, we're
okay.
Premier Google partners, so we're out here. I'm actually going to go out there for my birthday this year. I've been talking with some of my friends about just playing the TPC course out there, and just I'm an avid golfer. I'm addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've played
want to check it
the
out.
TPC.
Yeah.
Scottsdale,
yep. Yeah, because
I played that.
My high school friend is actually, he's playing at the Masters right now. His name's Jake Knapp.
Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty good, but he moved over there, and we're thinking in October we could all get out there, and maybe he'll come join us and then also let us on to his local course there he's a member at. So we've been planning that.
Nice.
I'm hopefully going to go to Arizona pretty soon here.
From Arizona, we drive to what's called Rocky Point. It's like a 4.5-hour drive in Mexico. So it's like a small resort town. And so that's where I'm at right now. Just a little weekend before the new baby comes so we can just enjoy some time, the three of us.
Yeah. Hickory to steak. That protein's good for the
baby.
Yeah, congratulations. My lady's been pushing for another one. I'm trying to fight it off as much as possible. I just have my one boy, and he's kind of like a whirlwind as it is. So I'm trying to.
Yeah, 5-year-old?
Yeah, he's about to be 5 on the 28th. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a little COVID.
Yeah, mine's
baby.
4.
Yeah.
Or similar. Mine's...
Yeah, you get it. He's still technically 4 right now. He's just nuts. He's all caught up in Switch and wrestling and cars. It's just nonstop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have a girl, so she's a little more chill. My headache's going to come when she's a teenager.
Right, yeah.
I got an easy note.
Are you having another girl? Do you know?
We don't know yet. We're going to wait until birth to find out.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. I couldn't wait. I cried like a baby when they told me I was having a boy. I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Golf. Got a golf buddy. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to create this profile. I know you already have this GBP pending. I'm just looking for any changes here just to verify information. What's your last name, Daniel?
It's Awad. Awwad.
Okay. And then the business email address, I'm going to send a receipt and everything in writing as well as the verification form. It'll come through automatically. I know you're probably tired of filling those out, but just one more time, fill it out. And
sure.
You'll get a username and a password for your tracking system as well. That'll be all the homework for the weekend until we do the client interview. But what's the email address that you can send that to?
Sure. It's Dan, D-A-N, at PrimoPlumbingAZ.com.
PlumbingAZ.com. Okay. I'm not supposed to tell you to cancel anything, Dan. Like I said, Google records our conversations, but if you're only like a day or two in a home advisor by Angie's, you could still get out of it without being held to their annual contract. So I'd recommend call them up later today or tomorrow, see what you can do about that.
Okay. Yeah, I spent $750 with them.
Right.
But I'm not in a contract with them. It's like I have the $750 is worth $1,000 of credit for buying leads.
Leads. Yeah, yeah. And then the plumbing leads can be like $50 to $100 depending on what they feel it's worth. So you can burn through that pretty quickly. You might get 10 leads that are also going to other guys. So it's not the best way to. I mean, if you don't have
I mean, I see it. If I get one water heater, like, it'll pay for half of that, so.
Right. No, I understand your logic. Like I said, I would have done it too if it's me. But, you know, it could be rocky if you're working with a limited budget to start and you go through that and it's kind of a dead end there. So,
yeah.
Not something you want to
do long. I'm going to see what works. I'm kind of like trying everything in this beginning part and what works, I'll stick with.
Yeah. My goal is with this package, at least one of the things is going to really hit it off the head. I know Google's going to be the one, but maybe we'll have like another supporting lead generation coming from Facebook or Yelp or Yellow Pages, you know? So at least if all those boxes are checked, you know, you have more irons in the fire, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay.
And then this 23848 North 40th Drive in Glendale, that's the address that you were taking pictures at?
Yeah, that's my house. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You want this hidden, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was considering getting a P.O. box. I don't know. Do you,
no,
in your experience?
No, it won't work. It won't work. Yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Don't do that. You just do your address and then you request to be hidden. So that, if that's the route you want to go, if you get the P.O. box, it definitely won't work. The post office has its own Google business profiles for each individual one and they're verified. So that address,
okay,
it doesn't mark it based on the number. It just sees that address and then it causes problems just like the apartment complexes.
Okay. Then yeah, that's my house. If I can keep it hidden, it's great.
Okay.
I mean, but at the same time, so I have friends that have plumbing companies, and if you search their company, it shows their house address. And I mean, it's not that big a deal, but
it's not
the physical location.
I'm just thinking out loud here, like dad, new baby coming, address online. It's like, hey, crazy people, there's a bunch of tools and equipment right here.
Yeah,
but you know,
if I don't have a physical location, how am I going to be on Google Maps? Like,
you do have a physical location. They're just going to hide the address, so it'll say Glendale, Arizona, 85310. Just the street address won't be posted, and turn by turn directions won't be deactivated. But they're still going to verify your business address. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
So those guys that you see up there, even though they might not have their address displayed, they're still going through the verification process, and they have an address that they've verified.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go verify. Okay. Okay, good. Website's attached. Let's leave hours, everything the same there. Okay, and then we'll leave the rest up to the form. Good. All right, and then let's do the client interview, or let's schedule the client interview. So client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. The whole agenda for this call is just to make sure we're listening for the right keywords. So they'll go over the 15 keywords that we could list you for. Then they'll also go over the service area that you want to target and answer any questions as far as like the verification or adding us as a manager to the GBP. So usually it takes about 30 to 45, but we ask for an hour. What time do you think would work best for you? I know you're on vacation, right? I mean, I could do 9 o'clock tomorrow. If not, then we can always wait till you get back. I don't know what time you get or when you get back.
Yeah, can we do Monday? I have a job Monday morning, so can we do like at noon on Monday?
It looks like they have either tomorrow at 9 or then the next one is like Tuesday. They have like 7, 9, 10, 11, 1, 2, and 3 available. Monday is completely slammed.
Okay. On Tuesday, then I can do Tuesday. I also have a job booked in the morning. So what were the afternoon times on Tuesday?
I have 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. Let's just do 3. I'll for sure be done.
All right. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invite to the Dan at PrimoPlumbingAZ.com. And then I'll also set up a automated text message reminder for you so you don't forget. You just enjoy your vacation.
Perfect.
And understand we're gonna blow you up and make sure it gets done.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right. Save, submit. All right, and then we'll fast track your verification. So we'll have that info and then the new form. I can even run this across the street for you. Or actually, no, they're still here. They're still here for another hour. Okay, I can bring it downstairs.
Sweet.
I'm all, what time is it?
There, man.
Okay, save.
I need the help, like.
We gotcha. All those guys up there, they're not doing it on their own. That's the thing. It's just not really the time it takes and the effort to be running a business and doing all that at the same time. It just doesn't work. That's why we're here. All right, save. Okay. All right, everything's good to go, Dan. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Don't put it on a credit card?
Yeah, you could do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Visa. So I'm in Mexico right now. I did not bring with me my business credit card because I only brought my travel credit card.
Let me do this. I could put your name or the business name on the invoice, so that way you could still write it off later.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Then we could always.
I have another credit card, I guess.
Yeah, we could always swap it later. I'll send you. Let me send you my direct number and extension too before we do that. So that way, if you need to switch it, you could either call me or you can go into your tracking system and there's a billing tab in there and you could just modify it yourself too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really just for. It's easier that I have one credit card for all my business expenses that I can write it all off, but I'll find them later.
At least you have them. I pack a lunch. My lady's got everything. I leave my license in the car just in case I get pulled over, and I pack a lunch. So I keep the expenses down. All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's 4147.
4147.
2037.
2037.
4386.
4386.
3017.
3017. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/30.
12/30. And there is a 3-digit code on the back.
Mm-hmm. 440.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to process any kind of payment just yet. We do want to verify a security question with you. So you got three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was that?
It is SAAD. I forget the spelling.
S-A-A-D.
Yeah, I think S-A-A-D.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your ethnicity, if you don't mind me asking? Because both last names come off like from the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm Palestinian.
Oh, nice. Free Palestine.
Yeah. I'm not really political or get involved.
I am.
So, yeah, are you?
Yeah, well, I don't get too crazy. I mean, I'm a registered libertarian, so I'm kind of anti both sides, but my friends have been turning me into borderline anti-Semite these days. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
when I've been to Palestine, mm-hmm. and I've firsthand seen, you know, how they're treated, and I mean, it's been like that for a year, you know, 100 years, so.
Yeah. Well, I was raised Christian, and, you know, my friends would always go, oh, you support these guys? And they're spitting on Christians, and look what they're doing to these kids, and, you know, and then it's been, like, nonstop over the past year where they're, like, borderline converted me to be anti-Israel. So I gotta stop on that stuff because there's a lot of them. The owner of Google is Jewish, so I gotta be very careful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Am I going to get denied now? Because I'm
not at all. I'm on your side. We got this.
This is recorded, you said.
It is. Everything's recorded, but you're fine. You're good.
I'm neutral. I'm neutral in politics. Neutral.
USA. USA.
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
I'm Christian. I'm not Muslim, so.
There you go. Either way is fine. Yeah. It's just. I think extremists from any angle is bad.
Exactly. So that's why, like, I was raised neutral. We're not really into politics. Like, I'm a Christian. I'm actually a Jehovah's Witness. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh, yeah. So is our owner, David Rodecker. Well, not the owner of Google. Google's, obviously, he's Jewish, but David Rodecker, the owner of our company, the Google partner.
He's a witness?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, we're brothers then. If you can tell him I'm a witness, he'll...
He'll hear the call.
Yeah, okay.
Every time a new one comes across, our new business comes across, they hear it. They have to.
Nice. We're all very close.
Yeah. He actually had his sister-in-law was like trying to convert me for a while here, and I'm like, I'm still. And you guys believe in Jesus? She goes, yeah. Okay, then we're good.
Yeah. No, people.
I'm like, I'm not gonna get you crazy into that.
Fair enough.
All right. save. But he's definitely ready for Armageddon, and he always tries to tell me to be ready for anything. So he's a good friend of mine.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Because I came out of college, and I came to work here when I got out of college. This was like 13 years ago. And they had told me, oh, no, we're looking for somebody with more experience. And I go, okay. Well, I just got out of school. Like, how am I going to get more experience? And they denied me. And then as I was leaving, I saw him in the parking lot. And I said, oh, yeah, you're the owner, right? I want to work for you. He said, okay, come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I've been here ever since. Right. It was the most awkward, life-changing interaction of my life, but. He's a he's not a big talker, but he's just brilliant.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So your payment's processing.
Okay, what else?
Everything's going to come through in writing here, so I'm just waiting for paperwork to come through to you. First month's payment goes through today on the 10th. It's set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th. You'll keep the same pricing structure for the Platinum package. As I was saying, I recommend you give it a shot for at least 3 months. There's no cancellation fees or penalties if you decide to discontinue after that period of time.
Okay.
What else? We ask that you be responsive to calls from your clients and your customers. You be responsive to calls from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time. It says 24 to 48 hours. Immediate response time is going to yield you the best results. We also ask that after today, if you're going to add anything online that could cause a suspension or a delay with your Google verification, please let us know. We don't want you to pay for something we're already doing for you or duplicate any of your online listings that causes a problem. So let us know before you add anything. And that's it.
Even like a Facebook?
No. Don't you already have a Facebook page?
Yeah, but I was going to redo it.
Yeah, just redo it. That's fine. We won't go recreate a Facebook if you already have one. We won't duplicate anything. It's up to you to go in there. We actually like it better that way if you create it yourself and then we run the ads, because that way you have all the UN and password. If you were to ever leave us later, we don't have to like offboard. You just have it there, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Not saying that you will, but we always like the big worst-case scenario. But I know you got your lady. Congratulations on the new one coming. My name is John, by the way.
You.
I sent over my number. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you have direct access to me, as well as we have 24/7 customer service available at Extension 1. Enjoy the rest of your trip, and then look out for our phone call. I got you scheduled for Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Perfect.
Okay. Anything changes prior to then, just give us a call. I'll be here Monday, and then, like I said, 24/7 customer service.
Awesome. Okay, man. I appreciate the call.
All right. You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you, and have a great trip, okay?
Thanks, man. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.